Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is nose. N-O-S-E.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. Here he is, the one, the only...
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra 100 smackolas.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment. Groucho, Cornelia Hendricks and Romaine Fielding are waiting to talk to you. So push them in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Cornelia Hendricks and Romaine Fielding. You're Cornelia.
I'm Cornelia, yes, Groucho.
Are you married?
Yes.
You have five children,
huh? No, only two daughters.
You're 28 years old?
No, I'm 47.
Well, I'll try once more. Are you from Philadelphia?
No, I was born in Chimahi, Java.
You were born where?
Chimahi. That means enough water in Malay.
Enough Java. Water in the lake, that's your name? You were born in Java, you said.
Java.
Was this with cream and sugar? I mean, were you born during a coffee break?
My folks lived there.
Oh. Now, your name is Romaine Fielding. Huh?
That's right, that's it.
That's you. I've been trying to think where I've heard that name. Romaine Fielding? Was he a big movie star about 40 years ago?
Oh, that's right, Groucho. Actually, he was a contemporary of Francis X. Bushman in the old silent days.
Oh. That was your father. Well, since you had his name, are you following in his footsteps? And are you in show business?
No, I have no particular talent for acting, Groucho.
Don't you have any talent? Can you sing or dance or tell jokes?
Can you
stand on your head?
No, the only thing when I was in the service, I used to be able to do the manual of arms forward and backward verbatim.
I doubt if you can get much of a spectacular with that kind of thing.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but we had one interesting experience when with an apprentice seaman of the Navy down in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. We were lined up, all the apprentice seamen were lined up for inspection. So along came the Secretary of the Navy, which was then Mr. Knox, Admiral King, who was then Admiral of the Fleet, and the commanding officer of the vessel. And about this time, this lieutenant says to me, sailor, step out here. You know so much about this, you don't
Were you a common sailor?
I was a real common sailor.
A god.
Oh, I was the most godly. So anyway, he throws the piece at me and standing attention. He said, describe the position of attention. I said, position of attention? Heels on the same line as close together as confirmation then permits feet turn out equally upon angle 45 degrees, knees straight without stiffness, hips level and drawn back slightly, weight of body resting equally on hips, shoulders squared and falling, thumbs along the seams of the counters, back the hand off, fingers curled naturally, head right and square to front, chin drawn back slightly, so that's the head and neck is vertical, eyes straight to front, and assuming the position of attention, heels above the smartly and audibly, the mind as well as the body must be at attention. I said, would the lieutenant like to have it verbatim backwards? He was sort of dumbfounded. He said, yes. I said, attention at B must body be as well as mind be. The mind as well as the body must be at attention. Front two straight eyes straight two front.
I like it better this way. Claire, I didn't get it the other way.
Well, anyway, so the next thing he says to me, all right, being at the position of attention, to come to port arms. So I could raise and carry the priest diagonally across the barrel of the body, redressed at the same time with both hands, right the small stock, left the balance, barrel slipping, crossing out, jump the neck, left shoulder, left forearm horizontal, left forearm plus the body. I said, would you better like that verbatim backwards? He said, no.
What do you do? Jump off the ship? Well, what do you do? Is this your living? You do make a living by just saying things backwards?
No, actually.
What is your profession?
Actually, I
install. Or racket, as we call it.
I install a glamorous type of automatic laundry. Washing machines, extractors, dryers, and so forth.
Yeah. Where do you sell this laundry equipment?
Well, we sell it actually all over the world.
You do, huh?
That's right.
Well, I'm for you, Romaine. The world could use a good cleaning. However, you better hurry. There's a good chance the world is already washed up. Well, let's play You Bet Your Life and see if you can win some money, huh? You selected a dictionary quiz. I'm going to ask you some questions. If you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. You ready? What is a nomad? N-O-M-A-D. Nomad.
Well, an Arab. It's like an Arab one.
Well, a rope.
Place,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have one right.
What is a sampan?
Oh, this is a Malayan boat.
Oh, that's right. It's a Chinese boat.
You now have two right.
What is a vaquero? V-A-Q-U-E-R-O.
South American horseman or cowboy.
Cowboy, yes.
You have three right. Get the next one right, and you'll have $1,000.
What is a dindle? D-I-R-N-D-L. D-I-R-N-D-L.
Uh-huh. It's a skirt or dress.
Take the money. Take the money, boy.
Right.
Take the money. You win the money. You won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $5,000 or even $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
Groucho, I'd like you to meet Jack Mosley.
Why?
Well, that's hard to answer. Let me start over again. Groucho, I'd like you to meet Jack Mosley and...
Why?
Oh, just for the heck of it, huh?
Hey, what's your language?
Would you people come in? This is Junko Gordon and Jack Mosley.
Here. Well, welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Junko Gordon and Jack Mosley, huh? Which one is Junko Gordon?
I am.
You're Junko Gordon.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, a lot of Junko there. What kind of a name is Junko?
That's a Japanese name. Oh. You mean June.
Oh. Yeah? June?
Yes.
You mean 30 days, half September? April, Junko, and November? Junko isn't a very dignified name for me to call you. And if I call you June, you won't know what I'm talking about. What does your husband call you? Does he have a romantic little pet name that I can call you?
Yes, he
does. Isn't that like Jack
Paul? He calls me Fatty.
He calls you Fatty?
Yes.
Why does he call you Fatty? Did you get on the other side? No, that's another joke. Well, I better take a joke. Where are you from, Junk?
I come from Tokyo.
Tokyo. Well, you're very cute.
Thank
you. Gordon isn't a Japanese name, or is it?
That's an American name. My husband is American.
Oh, your husband is American.
Yes.
Could you tell us the story of how you met him? Is it an interesting story?
Yes, Groucho, it's a very long, long story.
They're all long stories, Junko.
Perhaps.
And the longer you're married, the longer the stories get.
Perhaps we'll never finish.
You'll never finish?
No.
Well, we better not. Give it to us briefly.
Okay.
And you, Junko?
Okay.
How did you meet your husband? Husband?
Oh, I had a girlfriend and married and came over here. And she's the one introduced my husband. And we've been correspond about for a year.
Did you exchange photographs?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Did your husband propose by letter or did he wait until he saw you?
Oh, after he saw me, he said, you look much better in person.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do. And then what happened after he said this?
And he
what
said,
did you say when he said that you look beautiful?
I said, so are you.
What sort of work does this Romeo do? Taking an impetuous fellow. Right?
He's a yellow cab driver.
What about you, Jack? Are you married?
Yes, I am, Roger. Mm-hmm. Married 30 years.
Would you say yours is a love match?
Oh, yes, but really
does your wife have any little pet names for you, like Fatty?
Well, she calls me Windbag.
That's not nice. I wouldn't call you a windbag. But then, of course, I don't know you as well as your wife. How did you meet your wife?
Well, I answered ads in a paper in Fort Smith, Arkansas. They wanted a dry cleaner, and I made a trip to Fort Smith and answered the ad. But before I got time, I got there. Somebody's already got the job, so that
you went all the way. Where did you go from?
From Tulsa, Oklahoma.
You travel from Tulsa to Fort Smith?
Yes.
To get this job?
Sure. Jobs are hard to get in them days.
Well, what happened after that?
Well, this Mr. Dobby, which was brother-in-law to my wife now, but he takes a liking to me, and so he invited me home.
I couldn't follow this.
Well,
a man named Dobby, he's just come into the picture.
Yeah, he came in.
He's the brother-in-law of your wife to
yes.
whom you weren't married at that
That's
time.
That's right, yes.
You understand this?
No, I don't.
Well, anyway, neither of us understand it. Proceed yes. with this right. cock and bull story.
Okay. And he invited me home to meet his sister-in-law, which was Pauline. And that started something.
You went there to get a job as a dry cleaner. And you didn't get the job. But this fella immediately took you home to meet his sister-in-law?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, why was that? Was he supporting her? He wanted to get rid of her?
Well, later on I found out that was the reason why.
Well, how many times did he have to run that ad before they found a sucker like you?
Well, I don't know. All I know, when I went to Fort Smith, the job wasn't there. So I was left out in the cold.
You arrived in Fort Smith empty-handed and left there with a wife.
Yeah, I did get something out of the deal.
You're one of the few fellas I ever heard of who got taken to the cleaners before he got married. Well, you seem very happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any hobbies? I mean, do you do nothing else but just dry clean?
I'm a strong man.
You're a strong man?
Well, I used to be with Ripley, believe it or not.
Oh.
And I did six stunts, let six men choke me, drive a 40-penny nail through a 2x4 with one punch of my fist, break 3/4-inch ropes, pull 14-ton fire trucks with my teeth, let any six men choke me.
Are there six men in the audience that would like to come up and strangle this chap? Do you still perform any of these feats of strength? Or what I'm getting is, could you do something for us?
Yes, I could. Roger.
I don't want anybody to throttle you up here, but could you do something?
Yes, I could. Roger.
What?
I could blow up and bust a brand new automobile inner tube.
Well, why would anybody want to blow up an inner tube?
I don't know. I just like to blow them up.
Is this why your wife calls you a windbag?
That's right.
Have you got an inner tube on you?
I want
to have
yeah.
it wrapped around here.
No, no.
That's
no.
You say you have one?
I have an inner tube with me.
Well, could you roll it out here?
Yes, I could.
Could you get it? Would you like to see him roll it?
Yes.
Hey, how long does it take to blow that thing up before you start?
It'll take anywhere from 2 to 8 minutes.
Well, that's a long time. We haven't got that much time. We got to get on with the quiz. We only have a half hour. You know, could you blow up the inner tube and still answer the quiz questions?
Well, I don't think so.
Simultaneously?
I don't think I could. Well, I might, but I'd rather have my wife come up here and
Your wife? Yes,
my
windbag is in the audience?
Yeah, she's in the audience.
What's your wife's name?
Pauline.
Pauline! Would you mind hopping up here? Pauline. Now, windbag, is there any danger of this inner tube blowing the audience out of the theater?
Well, it's according to where I'm standing here, Groucho.
Uh-huh. Now, Pauline, can he really blow up an inner tube until it explodes?
Yes, he can. I've seen it many times.
Well, stand outside a little bit, huh? Stand outside on the corner around San Francisco. Now, you start blowing, and we'll keep an eye on you during the quiz. And, windbag, if you want to, you can help answer the questions while you're taking a breath.
Okay.
Are you guys ready? Oh, go ahead, windbag, blow. Now, you selected cities and small towns of the United States. I'll give you 4 cities or towns in a particular state, and you identify the state. If you miss 2 in a row, you're out. If you get 4 in a row right, you win $1,000. Now, here are the cities and towns. Winchester, Springfield, Shawneetown, and Rock Island. What is the state? Hey, can you play Uber on your tuber on that? Here are the cities and towns. Winchester, Springfield, Shawneetown, and Rock Island. What is the state?
Illinois.
All right,
from what state are these places? Batavia, Ithaca, Albany, and Penn Yan. Albany, Ithaca, Batavia, and Penn Yan.
New York.
New York is right. Now you got two right.
Right.
And what state are Carrington, Bismarck, Beach, and Pleasant there? North Dakota is right. Now you got three.
One more right. You'll have $1,000.
I can't take it, seriously.
Is he blowing or just standing there?
Are you not
safe? One tree alive.
Titusville, Newcastle, Oil City, and Carlisle. What state? Think now. Titusville, Newcastle, Oil City, and Carlisle.
Carlisle.
Now you should know that.
No.
Huh? Yeah. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's
right.
You got four in a row. You win one.
$1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back at the end of the show and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $5,000 or even $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Goodbye.
We'll find out if any of our contestants will try for the double chance at $5,000 or $10,000 in just a moment. Groucho, only one of our contestants has decided to try for the big money tonight. And here is Romaine Fielding.
You pick a number. On this side, if you win, it'll be $5,000. And this side, $2,500 because you're single. Now, we're going to give you two chances at the wheel. So think first of a number between 1 and 10.
Six.
Six. Now, wait a minute. That's for $5,000. Now, think of another number for $2,500.
Two.
Okay. Five, six and two. Now, turn the wheel. Well, neither number came up, so this question is worth $1,000. Pope John the 23rd was elevated in November of 58. He was known as the Patriarch of what city? Tell me the answer and you win $1,000.
Venice.
That's right, you won $1,000. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, I'll probably turn it over to my wife.
Congratulations and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You bet your life.